95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings, sir.
How was the weekend?
Pretty good. You know, our boss Keith just asked on my scale of 1 to 10 hungover. I'm about 3. It's not pretty. That's pretty good.
Oh, no, I've seen you a lot worse.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty good for a Monday. So,
what's an average Monday?
5? No, 3 to 5 these days. Yeah, yeah. Try and dial it back a little.
This is a guy who, that means 5 to 6 every weekend.
Pretty much.
That's what it means.
I lost a little cash in poker. Have you ever noticed that the people who say they're beginners and have never played poker before are always the one who wins?
It does seem like that.
It's interesting.
Super frustrating.
Yeah, you know, for a beginner, she's pretty good at bluffing that hidden full house she had there.
Yep.
Ha.
Yep, I've seen that many times.
Right?
Yes. Somebody, like, at one charity poker tournament I went to, somebody brought a piece of paper that was laminated that had the hands and ranking of the order.
Right.
Yeah, so two pair beat a pair.
Right.
And that person just cleaned up.
Cleaned up, yes. Right?
Because they just throw you off, I think.
I think that's a big part of it.
Oh, either
that
or I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, either that or they're just playing. You know, I think she could have easily been a regular player out
right
there somewhere, yeah.
Good times. There's an L.A. woman who traveled to Seoul, Korea,
mm-hmm,
because, boy, this is a difficult story to explain. She got broken up with.
Okay.
And they had left a sign of their love in Seoul, South Korea.
Oh, the two of them before she got dumped?
Yes.
Okay.
So she flew all the way to Seoul.
Right.
To take it back down.
Oh, wow. You know, I don't blame her, man. I think I would want to do that, too. Good for her.
People have to wait 3 years for dentist appointment in England.
What?
No wonder.
Yeah. I don't know what you mean by
sometimes
that, sir.
Sometimes they say that if it's an emergency, they have to wait 5 to 6 weeks.
Wow, an emergency.
Can you imagine that?
No, I can't wait 5 to 6 minutes with a dental emergency.
Big Candy is angry. That's the headline in the New York Times. And it's about weed candy looking a little too much like real candy.
They say
they're afraid for the kids.
Man, you
so
know.
So I'm not buying.
Yeah.
Huntington Beach had a huge party over the weekend.
Yeah, no
Project
kidding.
X style. That's bizarre.
I don't know anything about that.
I have a lot of details of that.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
People who work at Starbucks are going to get a chance today.
Are getting what?
A chance to tell the rest of us what it's like to work at Starbucks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you can do it anonymously, of course.
Right.
But get it off your chest.
Yes, listen. Yeah.
I wouldn't last there a day.
No, I've been behind plenty of jerks in line.
Yes.
I don't know how y'all put it.
I don't either.
At all.
That's coming up. And also our 1 second of nonstop rock is $2,500.
Wow. Hell yeah.
This hour before 4 on 95.5 KLOS.
Southern California's rock station. That's nice.
I forgot to tell you earlier, there's also a man with perfect poop.
What?
Did you know that was a thing?
No.
Same.
Perfect poop?
Mm-hmm.
And did he find it with that camera toilet?
Don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so. No, I think his doctors
said, wow.
Yes.
We've never seen such perfect poop.
You have perfect poop.
Huh. What constitutes perfect poop?
Who knew that was a thing?
Yeah. I'm not striving towards that. I don't care.
Well, I think the guy has already been named who has perfect poop.
So I guess, well, what's the point, Dad?
You can't get any higher than that.
Throw in the towel.
There is a L.A. woman who said on TikTok, this is one TikTok, which can be 15 seconds or 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. This was a 60-second TikTok, one.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I am petty MF. I don't care what anyone says.
Right.
And she's talking about the guy that broke up with her. So her TikTok video shows her on a flight to Seoul, Korea,
okay,
which, by the way, is 6,000 miles.
Wow. That's a chunk of time.
Then in the airport before she goes to purchase wire cutters from a store. So there's little clips of video of every step of the way. So she goes to a store and she finds wire cutters,
right,
and she pulls them off of the rack.
Right.
And snip, snip, snip. An automated voice says, time to snip.
Time to snap.
So then you see her walking through Seoul, South Korea with the wire cutters.
All in 60 seconds.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
It's still happening.
Yeah.
Then she gets on a bus and you're just watching the wire cutters like they were on a trip. She buys a ticket, hopping on a cable car, takes her up to the south, to the top of North Seoul Tower.
Which I'm guessing is a very romantic looking spot.
There's a lot of, I guess, things that people leave behind. It looked like maybe it was a, I couldn't tell. It looked like it was either a strand of hair, which makes no sense, or maybe one of those bracelets that they
can make. Of hair bracelets.
And there were thousands of them on this spot. This is a spot where all leave them.
She's going back up there and going to find it?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That is commitment. Just that part's commitment.
She decided it was time to cut hers off, so her partner had dumped her. She went all the way up to the top, searched for an hour or two.
Wow.
Found the single one that represented their love.
Right.
And snipped it right off.
Woo! Yeah, that is the way to do it. Don't leave that out there. Hell
yeah. Is it the way to do it?
Yes, it's a good use of...
You're going to fly 6,000 miles to do that?
Great use of money. It's a great use of, like, safety. Like, you know, testing how everything is on planes right now with COVID. I think it's wonderful.
Do you?
Well, I understand.
I don't think wonderful is the is necessarily how everybody thinks it, but that's the actual scene where she's digging through.
I love that she actually found it. I mean, you know, you got to know. You're determined. You're going to Seoul.
Yes, she's digging through thousands of other ones, and she finds the specific one. At least that's what she showed on her TikTok.
Did Dickweed respond to the former dumper? Oh, really? No, no response.
I don't think
like,
so.
Hey,
not that I've seen.
Look what I did.
Look how bad I am.
Look how much you suck.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have our 1 second of nonstop rock. Coming up for $2,500.
I think after Memorial Day, we're changing it to 1 second of nonstop classical music. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. I think we're going to a half second.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, that's easier.
Make it a little easier.
Good, yeah.
$2,500 before four.
Nice.
That's coming up. People in England face three-year waits for dentist appointments.
That's insanity.
Right?
Holy, why?
Apparently, they're just overrun. The doctors are overrun, and a lot of them are going into private practice because they can't make any money.
Wow. Oh,
from
sure.
Public practice.
Right, right, right. DDS is needed. Head over to England now.
Yes. This is so weird. People are removed from the practice list for not making an appointment sooner. If they find it, they remove you from their practice. Yes.
Wow.
Repeated cancels appointments, even midway through treatment.
Wow.
Dentists have reported that they have thousands of people on their waiting list.
Wow.
And some patients claiming they were unable to even get on the waiting list.
Oh, my God. No,
what's
you know what?
Happening?
We're not going past 2027 for taking,
They are taking, if you were to make a reservation today, it would be for 2024.
Get out of here.
That's true.
That's ridiculous.
Yes,
you won't
have ridiculous.
Your teeth anymore by then.
Correct.
Wow. Well, I'll come in and show you the holes where they used to be.
They have thousands of people on their waiting list, and you can't even get on the waiting list. Sometimes.
I mean, why aren't they hiring more? I mean, getting more?
Dentists are shutting down or going completely private. Patients are asked to wait up to 3 years for appointments or 6 weeks for emergency care.
That flies in the face of the word emergency.
Emergency.
Yeah, okay.
6 weeks.
So, you know, you got tooth that is actually making your eyes bulge out of your head right now.
Yes.
Deal with it for 6 weeks. You'll be good.
Give it a month and a half.
Yeah, yeah. It won't go gangrene or anything.
And
no
then
problem.
Come on in.
Yeah. What's left of you can be wheeled in.
Some who called for help were seeking emergency dental care were told to, quote, use salt water and carry on regular practices.
Carry on, of
yes,
course.
Yes, carry
yeah,
on.
I had to say that, yeah.
Just use salt water.
Isn't it time to swim the channel and go to France, get onto the continent, get yourself some dental
I would
work
think
done?
So.
Not be
it,
like,
it does seem like that's not the kind of thing that you can just skip.
No.
Some parts of your health you sort of can.
Most.
Yeah, most you sort of can.
Yeah, but I can't do, man, my teeth hurt, man. I'm getting a deal.
Right.
Now.
Other patients have been told to use DIY filling kits.
Oh. Pretend it's the 1800s. Just go. Wow. Here's some proxy or whatever. Airplane goo.
Give yourself a filling. What?
Use tinfoil. It works the best.
People are being increasingly prescribed antibiotics with no prospect of a follow-up appointment to treat the problem.
Oh, man.
Wow. You know what? We're pretty busy. Here's some antibiotics. Take these.
Why not pain pills instead, at least?
They are having problems with pain pills as well because people are having to wait so long and in so much pain.
Oh, my God.
But I have never heard of anything like this. And I am
insane.
With you. It would be worth going to another country.
I would 100%. And you're stuck on an island there. It's not like you can just, you know, go down to Mexico like you can here and get some dental work done for very little. Good quality. Now, I know people that have. It doesn't have any money. And they actually
good quality.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it gets her done, you know, and it's just, it's much cheaper and it's quicker and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But you can't do that if you're on a little island. Kind of screwed.
You don't have access to Mexican dentistry.
Yeah, exactly.
You're up a crick.
Yeah, up a crick.
I've literally never said that.
Yeah, that was good.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have some cash for you.
We do. $2,500, is that right?
We would like to give it to you.
Nice.
It's our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Rock. Game. Wow. Damn. Going for it. Going for the gold. He's going for the lead. Turn in the corner. The roundhouse. Whoa!
Did I score?
Yeah.
We're going to play it for you.
Yeah.
If you're caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS, you will win $2,500.
Yeah, just tell us who it is and what the song is, and it's super easy.
This is a bit difficult, yeah, so you're going to have to listen closely.
Yeah, very closely. And here it is. There it is in all of its glory. All 1 second of its glory. 818-955-KLOS, if you know.
It's Kevin and Slogos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $2,500, KLOS, hello.
I know it. This is Desiree. I know the song.
Desiree?
Desiree.
You are caller 13. Hi.
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 Kevin, my heroes.
I'm glad you're doing well today, and I'm glad that you think you know it. We're going to play it for you one more time just to be safe, all right?
Okay.
All right. If you do get
it,
$2,500. All right.
Desiree, tell us who this is and what the name of the song is. And here you go. What is it?
Shot through the heart and you're to blame. You give love a bad name. Bon Jovi, you give love a bad name.
Very sorry. That's not correct.
Oh.
So sorry.
Desiree, I wanted to hand you the cash.
Hey, listen.
At least I got you sing on the air.
Listen, yeah. call back in an hour.
Yes.
Because it'll be worth $3,000.
Thanks to you.
Oh, thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Desiree.
Thank you guys. All right. Good luck with everything.
Right back at you.
All right.
Bye bye.
Good show.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Good show.
All right.
I just won't stop. I'm from Montebello.
Woo! Yeah, Montebello.
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Our 1 second of nonstop rock is up to $3,000 this hour.
That is throwing everyone off this time.
It's a tough one.
It is.
There's very little there.
She was so sure she had it. I really wanted her to win.
Same.
Oh, well.
What are you maybe she'll win this hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know there's something called perfect poop? Because I did not. I'm going to try to discuss this without getting gross.
So it is what you would think,
it
I guess.
Is.
Okay, yeah.
It's a thing that 71-year-old Herbie Allen has.
Herbie Allen has perfect poop?
I just love that there's a 71-year-old that still goes by Herbie. Not Herb.
Right on.
Just
maybe
Herbie.
That's why he's got perfect poop.
Listen to Herbie tell us about it.
Thank you. My name is Herbert M. Allen Jr. I am 71 years old. I live here in lovely Brigantine, New Jersey. And the reason why I'm doing a little bit of an interview is because of the fact that I have perfect poop.
How is that a thing?
A very odd thing to say. So cheerfully, too.
Yes. Well, you'll hear why. Okay. Continue.
So they tell me. So a lot of people don't have it. I am maybe not even 1% of the people in the United States have what I have, especially at my age. That's why all this came about. It was a doctor said, oh my goodness, he never knew of anybody that was over the age of 70 that could donate their poop.
Wait, donate?
Yes.
Donate?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, what do you think perfect is?
Well, sure, but I mean...
I mean, what do you think is the design?
Once you're done with it, though, you're donating it to what? Science? What are you donating it to? Girl Scouts?
What if I were to
cookies?
Tell you other people?
To other people?
Yes.
What else does he have to say? I'm afraid of this story. Can we dump out of this and go somewhere else?
What if I were to tell you he could make $13,000 to $15,000 a year?
For his perfect poop?
Yes.
This world is getting weirder by the minute.
This is the bizarre story.
Okay.
His wife, Patty, last year went through a bunch of antibiotic treatments that wiped out the good bacteria in her colon. That's a thing.
Oh, okay. All right. Starting to see where this is going to go.
So Transplant is the word.
Right.
That they throw around.
Right.
So he was tested to see, because you could also have not be a match.
Oh, really?
For the transplant.
Wow, boy, human bodies are so picky.
Yes, they really are.
No, I don't like that poop. Give me some different kind of poop. Ah, that blood's no good.
Usually donors are younger, said Alan, a retired casino host, who says he hasn't had a soda in 40 years.
Oh, Greg Beharrell's out of the running.
And only recently started drinking alcohol.
Oh,
at 70.
I'm way out of the running.
He has never had more than a sip of beer, he said.
Oh,
by the way,
what?
I don't trust anyone on this earth
me?
That says they've only had a sip of beer.
Who?
I just don't believe
me
it.
Me either.
He says only 2 to 3% of people can donate their poop.
Huh. Because, wait, so those are major factors. No no wine all this time, no alcohol all this
yes.
time or whatever, and no soda.
And his diet is crazy beyond words, like super, super healthy.
Yeah.
It seems like he's lived his whole life this way, and now it's paying off.
Right. Well, so you get,
he gets $40 a day.
Was he able to donate to his wife?
Yes.
Really?
And so it solved her problem.
Oh, man, you're kidding.
Yes.
Well, that's cool.
He's like a hero.
With his poop. Dun, 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 dun. You know, I don't want to see his
poop man.
I don't want to see his cape, you know?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Last night when I was supposed to be sleeping, I was doom scrolling, as they call
sure,
it, on
yeah.
my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across a New York Times article that says Big Candy is angry.
That's very strange.
So I was like, okay, what is this story about? Big Candy is angry at look-alike THC treats.
Oh, yeah. You know, you're seeing those more and more in the dispensaries. They've always sort of insinuated, oh, it's very much like M&M's. Oh, it's very
right.
much like Skittles. But yeah, I saw that picture.
In this particular picture, I mean, it is a Skittles package.
Yes, with weed stamped on it.
Yes.
Little leaves all over it.
Yes.
But it looks exactly like a Skittles pack.
And they say that the images are included in a lawsuit that Wrigley Junior Company, owned by the candy Mars Incorporated, filed last May against five companies for selling cannabis-infused edibles that look like
their
Skittles
product.
And Starbucks
right.
and Lifesavers.
Yeah, they've straight up like, no, you know what? Let's just say it is. It used to be, oh, it's kind of like it. Oh,
right.
You'll wish they did.
I mean, you look at the Skittles bag.
Yeah.
I would buy the Skittles
yeah.
bag,
thinking
not
they made
knowing.
It. Yeah.
I'd be very happy with
yeah.
what I found. But
you'd be like, right on Wrigley. Sell them a little weed. That's good.
But there's a big lawsuit, and of course, there's both sides. And we go to the Heineken 00 hotline to talk to, I believe we have a spokesman for Cannabiscuits Incorporated.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon.
You're the spokesman for the company?
I am.
Okay.
Hey, who's this?
It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Ah, me too.
What?
Wait, did you say Ryan?
No, yeah, I said no. Kevin and Sluggo.
Oh, my name's Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Good biscuits,
hi, guys.
Huh? Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
So hey, this whole lawsuit, this is ridiculous, man.
Thank you for that cleanup on aisle 8.
What's ridiculous? The lawsuit?
Yeah. It Big Candy, man. They're stepping on my neck, you know? And it's our candy's nothing like their candy, so why is everybody so aggro?
I mean, it is in an identical bag.
No,
I mean, yeah.
It even has the logo.
If it was identical, then it would be the same. Ours is different,
right? But I'm saying it has the same rainbow for the Skittles one, and it has the dot over the eye as an
it has
actual
the logo.
Skittle.
Yeah, it's the straight up logo.
Yes.
If you think that, then you're confused. And
Ryan,
there's an obvious difference. Like, take our product, okay? Take our Wheat's Pieces.
I'm sorry?
Wheat's
Pieces.
Uh-huh.
I need to get
and the Wheat's Peanut Butter Cup.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh.
Those sound very close to existing products.
They're so different. I made them myself. They're different.
Right, but I'm saying the whole idea is that Big Candy is angry because you're making the packaging and the candy look like it's the real thing. But it's got weed in it.
But it's not. That's the difference.
Like that is a good point.
If I crack a can of ice cold Coca-Cola and I start drinking that.
Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola?
Uh-huh.
And then everybody says, oh, that's Coca-Cola. No. I just said it's different. Right?
So they should just call you and ask you if it's the same. And if you say no, then they should just all back off, right?
Yes, Dad. You should be a lawyer.
See what happened in Huntington Beach over the weekend?
Oh, man. Yep. This was one of them dudes who sort of shouted it out, and everyone who showed up, no one knew who he was.
Pretty much. It was a guy named Adrian, and he was having a birthday celebration.
Adrian!
He just put up like a flyer.
Right.
It wasn't like a slick produced video or anything. It was just a flyer.
Right.
And it was called Adrian's Kickback. And police mobilized Saturday night in Huntington Beach near Tower 13, which is where it was supposed to happen.
Right.
And it was one of those things that they put it on TikTok, and people across the country were like,
yeah,
I'm on my way.
Adrian's Kickback.
Yeah, it's going to be the party
we're
of the year.
Go, man.
Yes.
Well, yeah, it's weird how it just gets picked up sometimes.
Yes.
It's just pretty random.
And I think it has a lot to do with last year as
yeah.
well. Like people not being able to get out and have
right.
fun.
Right, right, right.
And all
right.
of a sudden you see that somebody's having a party at Huntington Beach and you
out
go,
on
okay,
the beach.
I'm there.
You're like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it really started spreading all over the country. There were so many TikToks that were like, I don't even know who Adrian is, but let's go.
He sounds fun.
This sounds like it's going to be the party to end all parties.
And you know, it's Tower 13. That's
right?
a good number, man.
Right?
Got to be out there partying.
And 2,500 people
wow.
showed up. Most of whom had no idea who Adrian was.
Yeah, Adrian!
It was just a chance to party.
And kick back.
They all took it.
Yeah.
There were millions of views of his actual invitation.
Right.
And then he took everything down. Everything. There's like no videos on his account. And everybody else was like, no, he took it down.
Poor
we're coming
Adrian.
Anyway.
Now we're really coming. I'm bringing friends. I was going
to
go.
Listen to this.
My curfew has been lifted in downtown Huntington Beach. It was put into effect last night after unruly crowds prompted police to declare an unlawful assembly. This was the scene after authorities tried to break up a big party, which was promoted on TikTok.
So, I mean, Miami Beach had their turn. They were like,
right.
they're going to throw
this
some
is
fireworks
our, that was, what was that, spring break there?
Yeah.
So now it's our turn.
Adrian's kickback turn, man.
Authorities estimate more than 2,500 people showed up on the beach and in the streets. At least one police car had windows shattered. People threw bottles, rocks, and fireworks at officers. Multiple downtown businesses and a lifeguard tower were also vandalized.
That's
a walk signal, I hear.
No, yes, but boop. That's the police shooting
those
paintballs.
Right.
Yes,
right.
They're shooting paintballs.
Right.
They're like,
but they're also safe to cross, apparently. You know, I heard that, so.
And more video from Huntington Beach showing police officers forming lines downtown, some firing less lethal rounds to get the crowd to disperse.
Can you imagine all of this from one dude named Adrian who put up a little flyer? People are really desperate to party.
Exactly.
For real.
What about when they really start throwing together actual raves, proper parties?
That are legal.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy.
Here come the roaring 20s, man.
According to police, throughout the evening, 150 officers from nearly all agencies in Orange County were deployed to help control the crowd. And we've just learned that overnight, 149 people were arrested on charges, including vandalism, firing illegal fireworks, failure to disperse, and curfew violations.
Possibly worst of all, not actually knowing who Adrian was.
Right.
If you're going to go to his party, you should
sure
at least know who the dude is.
If they could have said happy birthday to him. We should give away some money.
Yeah, let's do it.
$3,000.
Yeah, man.
Kevin is 1 second of nonstop rock.
Very rock. Worked up about it.
We're going to play you 1 second. It's this is a tough one.
Stu, what did you do? You made a hard one.
I farted.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's a fart noise.
Yeah.
I had to listen to the solution to actually get in my head even where this one was at all.
I don't even know what it is.
It's bananas.
Yeah, you won't know it either.
Yeah, don't shout it out.
Right.
When you guess.
All right, we're going to play it for you.
You won't be able to hear it.
Be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS, and you will get to guess. If you tell us the song title and the artist, you will win $3,000.
Bam! All right, here it is.
Oh, that's it.
818-955-KLOS if you think you know.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $3,000, KLOS, who's this?
Joe.
You're caller 13.
Yeah.
No way.
Yep.
I've never gotten through.
Really?
You know, it's weird. There's some people that say they've tried this game like five times already, and then Joe here, never been able to get through.
Never been able to.
I think that's more common.
It's up to $3,000, so if you tell us the artist and the song title, you'll win that money.
We're going to play it for you again in just a second. Okay. Do you think you know what it is?
Yeah.
All right. Well, two yes and a no. He's 66%
yes. Yeah. All right. That's pretty good. All right, here you go, Joe. Name of the song and artiste for $3,000. You ready?
Yeah.
This is it. What is that?
Is it Sir Edward Von Halen and Running with the Devil?
Running with the Devil! It is not.
It is not. I'm sorry.
Sorry about that.
Damn.
Thanks for trying,
yeah,
though.
Thanks for trying. So that means tomorrow, $3,500.
Between three and four.
And then $4,000, and then $4,500, because it's just going to keep going, I think.
I don't think anyone's going to get this one. I would like to shout out everybody that works at a Starbucks, because I would not be able to do it.
Now, you people rule. I love Starbucks employees. I've had so many baristas that are so nice and just always remember
and
my stupid name, and I don't know how they do that.
How do you stay nice for one day?
Right. I can't be nice to the person in front of me in line, because such idiots usually.
Anything where you have to deal with people seems bad.
Yeah. Oh, retail's the worst. Yeah, believe me, having been there way too much.
We did this story before, but we want to take calls from people who work or worked at a Starbucks, and you could be anonymous. You can make up a name, whatever.
Yep.
Just air your grievances, because we salute you today, as we would no longer be able to do this job.
Nope.
More than a day, I think.
Yeah, I mean, when you have someone like Edward.
Yes, Edward is our enemy.
Sending in a mobile order that has 13 ad shots, extra salted.
Hold up, before we do that.
Damn.
Let's play some of the audio, and then you can read off his list.
Oh my God, Edward.
Or Starbucks order, it was so long. A Starbucks employee took to Twitter to vent about the order one customer named Edward gave. Edward made 13 special requests. What if he was ordering for coworkers? It included extra whipped cream, caramel syrup, pumps of cinnamon and honey, 5 bananas and more. The barista took a picture of that lengthy order, there it is, posted it on the Twitters with the caption, "On today's episode of Why I Want to Quit My Job." That's pretty funny. It's since gone viral, getting thousands of views and retweets. And I got to think your boss are going, really, you want to write Why I Want to Quit My Job and then post it?
Right.
Yes.
I wonder if he left a tip, Edward. I hope he did.
I hope
no
so,
way.
Too.
I would have put Eddie on there just to irritate him.
There you go.
There's no way Eddie's reaching for a tip.
No, and they left out a lot of important stuff. For example, he wanted it double blended. So not only do they waste their time blending it the first time, but Edward needed a double blended. He wanted heavy cream. He wanted add 7 Frappuccino chips, 5 pumps of roasted coffee, extra salted BM butter, whatever that is. I don't want to know what that is, Edward. 7 pumps of added dark caramel sauce. I mean, come on, Edward. And it's just one, you know.
It's just for one drink.
Yes. And it's not even a Trenta, because they don't make those, because they're the monster size.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest of these kind they make is a venti, so you're going to finish it pretty quick, even though it's that.
What if you add a shot of pee? Because that's what I would do.
That's what Edward needs.
If I worked at...
That is what he needs.
If I worked at Starbucks, that's what would happen. All right, you work at Starbucks, and you have to deal with people that drive you crazy.
Yeah.
Give you a chance to vent.
Yeah.
You can do it anonymously, but 818-955 KLOS, 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. You work or worked at a Starbucks. KLOS, hello.
I had this one lady come in, and she asked for a caramel frap with no coffee. So I made that for her and everything, right? Just the way she asked. And then she goes and complains about it and be like, my drink is the wrong color.
What, the wrong color?
It was the wrong color. So when you put the coffee in, and it makes it brown.
Sure.
With no coffee for her kid.
It's going to be like, white, right?
Yeah. She's like, why is it white?
Because like, there's no coffee in it.
Because you're dumb?
You dingbat?
That's what I would say.
What? So you go into a coffee place and ask for a drink with no coffee in it, and then you get upset when there's no coffee in the coffee drink that you didn't want coffee in.
I was just like, I put no coffee in it like you asked, and she just kind of looked at me and she went, mm-hmm.
She told you. 818-955-KLOS.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't
you're putting the coffee in my coffee drink that I didn't want any coffee in, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You've asked for too many pumps of caramel in your Starbucks coffee.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Very grateful for people who work or worked at Starbucks.
Yeah, I don't know how y'all do it.
And we have a former kindergarten teacher. And then you got a job at Starbucks?
I decided I'd go get myself a job at Starbucks. And you know what? It was probably the hardest job. It's very hard work. Starbucks has very high standards and very good company. And I know this because I, you know, firsthand, I work there, and they're very clean.
They deal with children like you did?
Yeah. Yeah, they deal with children, exactly. Hey, thanks for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I used to work at Starbucks.
Yes.
We had a customer who was, like, the biggest jerk out of all of our customers, right? So it got to the point where after, you know, maybe a year or so with this guy, he'd come in every day.
I didn't even think about the jerk being a regular.
And come back and come back.
Oh, my God.
He would start serving him decaf without telling us.
That's the best.
Hilarious.
I need another one. I'm not feeling anything.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. I mean, exactly. Why do you ever screw with anyone who's giving you your food, man? Bad idea.
You're stupid.
Your drink.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, guys. What do you want to know about the most demoralizing job in the world?
Oh, that's... You used to have it or you do?
Oh, I do.
Oh. How do you deal with people that are bad?
You know, we laugh amongst each other with the headsets. There are, like, programs within the company to help boost up our moral, you know.
Oh, those would actually do the exact opposite, generally, wouldn't they? I always find that to be the case, yeah.
Honestly, it's a lot of dad jokes. It's a lot of camaraderie to stay together as a team. But we do get those teenagers who just make the weirdest decisions, and we kind of look at the drink like, what is going on here?
That is gross, and if you want it, we'll serve it.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you work or worked at a Starbucks?
I used to work at Starbucks about 20 years ago.
And the worst customer?
It wasn't a bad experience. I used to make white Russians for the customers.
And, nice.
You know, I used to pour Kahlua and a little bit of vodka
and
frappuccinos.
I'm sad that the dude no longer abides at Starbucks,
right?
Man. I want to go in and get a white Russian. That's awesome.
Oh, that's sad. What's better than driving away with the vodka?
Yeah, woo!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
A perfect and beautiful day out of doors.
Isn't it
sunny and...
The way I like it.
Bleh.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Bring the clouds.
Would you read this article? Bridgentine man learns late in life he has the gift of perfect poop. Did you even know that was a thing?
Perfect poop?
Yes.
I think occasionally I'll think, well, that was a perfect poop. But you're talking about in general.
Overall. I'm talking about medically.
Medically. Oh, no. Oh, my God. I certainly am not there.
This guy says his name is Herbie Allen, 71 years old.
Herbie. 71.
He says he has healthy digestive microbiome.
Okay.
Which they use for something that you're not going to like fecal transplant.
What? Wait.
That's the only time I'm going to say it.
Why would you do that?
Because people have antibiotics that kill their good bacteria.
Oh, okay.
And so they have serious problems. Yes.
That's a weird thing to have transplanted.
Yes, it is.
The donors.
Listen to Herbert talk about it.
Thank you. My name is Herbert M. Allen Jr. I am 71 years old. I live here in lovely Bradenton, New Jersey. And the reason why I'm doing a little bit of an interview is because of the fact that I have perfect poop.
He's so cheerful about
it. He's really happy.
I did that picture you showed me. He's like at his arms thrown back like,
hey, ta-da! Check me out.
I've got perfect poop.
So a lot of people don't have it. I am maybe not even 1% of the people in the United States have what I have, especially at my age. That's why all this came about, because the doctor said, oh my goodness, he never knew of anybody that was over the age of 70 that could donate their poop. It's usually just the younger people that do it.
I didn't know it was done.
No, I at all.
I didn't know anything about this.
No, and how does he make this wonderful poop product?
He apparently hasn't drank soda in 40 years and didn't drink alcohol until a year ago.
Hey, Greg Mahero,
You hear that?
All that kind of
no
stuff.
No Coca-Cola. You're not going to be able to donate your poop.
And he ate fish and he didn't eat red meat and blah, blah, blah. Like, it was a really strict regimen.
You know,
he wasn't doing it for this. He was just doing it because that's how he wanted to live.
Right. So to live healthily.
Yeah.
And it proved. So, I mean, I guess the byproduct, final product, proves that he did live
his
really
wife
well.
Had that problem and he solved it.
So he was able to donate to her.
Yes.
So can you donate to anybody?
Not only that.
Yeah.
You can donate to anybody that needs it if you have perfect
poop.
He says, I found out that poop is also lucrative. I found out I could make $13,000 to $15,000 a year for
what?
My poop.
Get out of here.
About $40 a day.
What?
Can you imagine?
No. What a weird thing to deal in, man. But hey, if it's paying like $15,000 a year or something.
Somebody comes to the door.
May we check your poop, please?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't want to say it out loud, but I'm here for your poop.
Oh, yeah, I left it in the car, man. Just leave the money on the back seat, and yeah, there you go.
I'm going to go home and pet the kitty.
Yes! You bastard!
Yes!
Damn it!
Whoa!
Now I can't pet my kitty!
Yes!
You're going to pet your kitty!
Yes!
There can't be that much kitty petting going on!
See you tomorrow!
All right, peace out.
I always have to remind myself that Dave Grohl was playing the drums there.
Yeah, right?
Such
right?
a weird thing.
Yes, very.
Heidi and Frank want you to roam wild on one of California's most dynamic destinations, Catalina Island.
Richard Blade's going to be out there this weekend,
is
Memorial
right?
Day weekend. Yeah, on Saturday. So if by any chance you're going to be out there.
Is he having some type of event?
Yeah, it's like a big party. You know how he likes to throw those massive. Yeah, and he hasn't done any of these in like a year or so. He's been bouncing off the walls. So
yep.
I think this is going to be
everybody
a little
has.
Off the charts this
yeah.
Saturday out there.
Go to 95.5KLOS/Catalina for your chance to win. You get a trip for two to stay this fall. Round trip tickets on Catalina Express, one night stay at Hotel Metropole, dinner, couples massage, and a zip line.
Hell yeah. In that order. It has to be in that order.
I believe it does, yes. Go to 95.5KLOS.com/Catalina.
Robert Allen Zimmerman was born in Duluth, Minnesota on this day in rock in 1941, a.k.a. Senior Bob Dylan. Rolling Stones released Jumpin' Jack Flash in the UK as a single on this day in rock in 1968. Tony Banks, Mike Rutherford, and Phil Collins were seen out front of the Roxy selling tickets to their own Genesis show on this day in rock in 1980.